Is it okay?
You want to get things going.
Okay. Call to order. Is that better?
Bit of an echo.
Yeah, but I feel like Jimi Hendrix. Call to order, Monday, October 6th, meeting of the Northport Environmental Advisory Board. Let's try that. Roll call.
Paul Jackman.
Casey McGowan.
Tim Drum.
Jeff Scott, aye.
Stefan Califf, board liaison.
Great. Pledge. Flag, too. Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Is there any public comment? Item 25-2861, approved the September 8th, 2025 EAB meeting minutes. Need a motion.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
Everyone in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. It's unanimous. Good. Next item, 25-2887, presentation and discussion regarding potential future development projects in Northport. Stefan?
Big Chair, if you could give me 2 minutes to set the presentation up here. All right, sorry about that, Chair.
Yeah,
and,
no worries.
Board.
All right.
So, as before previous meetings, I will go over some of the projects that have been recently reviewed by the Environmental Advisory Board for the month of September. Now, please keep in mind that these are few of the projects that we have looked at. Many others have been disapproved at this point. So any disapproved, I am not including them to this presentation. I am just including the ones that have been through the preliminary review for our team. As disapproved projects, they usually go significant changes before they actually, before the site plan reflects what is proposed to be developed indeed. So if you have any questions about any of these, please let me know. Also, just a reminder that this presentation is available in your agenda. If you follow the link, you'll get to it. As part of the presentation document, you can see the PID, and you can easily track the location of each of these projects. So the first one is a master concept plan for a large area within Activity Center 5. This is a very early type of review that shows the overall intent of development for this area. This is near Toledo and Price. Some people may know this lake as Coke Bottle Lake, and it's a beautiful area. However, there's significant interest of developing this property. So just a reminder, this is a master concept plan. So that's a very early level of review without any specifics pertaining to the current condition of the site. So no environmental assessment at this point, no wetland delineation. It's just an overall 30,000 feet above ground level look of what's to come for this area.
Right, this is what we want to do. We want to test your temperature on it and then get down to the nitty gritty, right?
Exactly. So the next project, Toledo Village, that's at the end of Toledo Blade, and the applicant is requesting an approval for an off-site utility extension to extend the water main further to the north. Our team has reviewed this project, and it meets our requirements with conditions. And when you see this comment meets requirements with conditions, the main condition is that an environmental assessment needs to be conducted 90 days before any work could take place. All state and federal permitting must be obtained before the site clearing commences, and any other specifics pertaining to wetlands, heritage trees, those also need to be addressed by the applicant. So this is another large development north of I-75. It's located to the northeastern part of the city. It's called Village of Star Farms. At this stage, again, that's an early review process. We have identified significant efforts by the applicant to avoid wetlands, and they also have plans to relocate some heritage trees even on this site. One of the statements by the applicant really impressed us. I believe that for this entire area, something close to 95% of the wetland should be remaining. So it's something that we always appreciate seeing, where the applicant demonstrates this context-sensitive site development and takes into consideration the natural resources on site and concentrates the development towards these other areas. And for this parcel, there's some pasture land, some open land, a significant amount of those wetlands will be avoided. So this is a similar review for this same project. It shows more details of what's provided and what will be impacted. Okay, so this project is called Center Crossing Car Rental. It meets the requirements with conditions. Fairly smaller project, open land here. However, they still need to make sure that we don't have any gopher tortoises on site. Additionally, anytime we have a project which boundaries overlap with existing trees, we strongly recommend for the applicant, if possible, to save some of the natural vegetation
instead of and use it as part of their landscaping buffer.
Okay, this project is called Broken Blade. I don't recall the exact intent of this, but yeah, the location is near Charlotte County, and you can see the parcel here. We have the PID and the comments.
Just south of Orlando.
Similar. Say that again?
It's at right on Veterans, right, just south of Orlando.
Right. Okay, another project, Price Crossings. This is for a commercial development that includes a dental office, approximately 4,100 square feet, and a bank. So this is, I believe, by 41 and Price. Already a developed parcel. No really concerns as far as the environmental impacts. The applicant needs to take into consideration the existing oaks there and potentially enhance their landscaping plan based on the Unified Land Development Code requirements. So these are the projects that I have for this month's presentation, and we can, if the board would like, we can discuss these, or I can answer any questions that you may have.
Any questions, Gary? No? Sounds like we're good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Moving on. New business. Item 25-2885, discussion and possible action regarding electing a new vice chair to the EAB. Might be worthwhile to maybe review kind of what that process is.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. So as you all know, this position has been vacated for 2 or 3 months now. So we finally have that opportunity. At this point, and Heather, please correct me if I'm wrong, but at this point, I believe that any member can propose any other member that have in mind to nominate for the position, and then each not nominated member can vote for this one member who's nominated. So it would, of course, there would also be a discussion, which is always recommended, and then this vote takes place. Ultimately, whoever gets the most votes will get nominated for the position.
Only one point of clarity. Actually, everybody can vote, even the person nominated gets
to
vote.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, everybody
thank
must
you for
vote
specifying.
On everything.
I apologize.
Right, even the president of the U.S. gets to vote for himself. Very good. So do we have anybody that wants to nominate anybody, or is it cool to ask for volunteers? Is there anybody that wants to do it?
I think that's a good start.
But I think I don't have much left in my term. 3 years, is it?
Sure.
We would have to double check.
Okay. yeah, I think I have enough left.
All right, so all three, right? So all three have volunteered, right? I mean, do we have to formally nominate everybody and then have a vote, or how would that work?
The process works is somebody should nominate somebody for it, and then if more than one person can nominate somebody, which is perfectly fine.
Okay.
However, you take the, you get your nominations, then you close the nominations, and then you vote in the order. So if one person gets the unanimous vote, then obviously you would not vote on the other two nominations because that person already won.
But. And is it a public or a
public.
Private vote?
Public.
It's public.
Thank you. All right. I'll nominate Jessica.
I can nominate Paul.
I refuse the nomination. Thank you. I'm going to turn down the nomination. Thank you.
Can I nominate more than one?
What was that?
Can I nominate more than one
no.
person? Okay. All right. We have a nomination for Jessica. Any others?
You're not allowed to nominate yourself, correct?
And I'll
nominate
Tim.
Can you nominate yourself?
I'll nominate Tim. There.
Paul nominates Tim. Okay.
So I would say this at this point, it would be time to discuss or vote.
All right, anybody want to discuss?
I just joined, so I might have several years left on my time here. I have expertise in the environmental side of the process, so I think I'd be a valuable asset in that regard.
Very good. Jessica, anything to add?
Well, you know, I'm very passionate about Northport and our development and our city of Tree City values. And I've been here for a while, putting in the work. I haven't just dropped in.
Very good. Paul, any comments?
No, sir.
I don't have any either. All right, time to vote.
Time to vote. Time to vote, Chair.
The first vote is going to be on your first nomination, which was for Jessica.
Got it. All for Jessica. That's two.
Two votes.
So what happens for the tiebreaker?
We haven't done it yet.
Well,
okay.
let's
the other
proceed
vote
with
That's
the,
fair. Yeah,
with
I got
the
help
second
myself.
Vote.
You're right.
Chair.
Second vote. Vote for Tim Drum.
Okay, we have two votes. So
both candidates have two. That's why I was asking.
Both of them actually failed, because if it's a tie vote, then it fails.
Okay.
So I would recommend some board discussion to figure out who you would like. Because you can only have one person. So.
Well, what do the duties of the vice chair involve?
Nothing. I mean, literally, I was vice chair before this, and what you do is you get to read the agenda if the chair isn't there.
Yeah.
You didn't, right, so you read the agenda and lead the meeting if the chair isn't there. That's the role. Sorry, go ahead.
No, you said it exactly. I took myself out of the running due to the fact that I'm chair on Parks and Rec and the liaison between the two boards.
Please.
It's enough right now.
All good.
I mean, if you want it, when your term's up, I guess we could vote again when she's done. So if she really wants it, it's fine.
Jessica, do you know how much time you have left?
I think I... Not quite sure.
You were until June of 2026.
Okay.
So, yeah.
That's enough time to try to get in.
Well,
there.
When was the original, when were you elected?
January, right? March.
Because this is
February
only,
or
this
March.
Is
it's not January, because I remember thinking that.
If I'm not mistaken, this
was
is
about January.
We're
I think it's like March, actually. I think it was March.
We're filling the hole left by our original, which is for this term, which is only from now until next March, if I'm correct, Heather?
We are going to try this coming year to get all boards to elect their chair and vice chair on the very first meeting of each year.
Okay.
So that's what our intent is going to be, so that consistently each year is going to be at the same time.
So we're only talking about a 3-month stint anyways. At this point in time, correct?
Yes. Actually, you got three meetings.
That's correct.
We can re-vote, I guess.
All right, let's re-vote. All in favor, Jessica? Aye. It's unanimous.
Unanimous vote. Thank you.
Good. Does that close the item?
Yes. I believe so. All right.
Well, they look, that'll be the end of our.
Congratulations, Jessica.
Thank you.
Okay. Item 25-2707, discussion and possible recommendation regarding Northport's tree mitigation process. This was a popular topic last time, right? I'd recommend that we try and figure a pathway to some level of recommendation, which is actually what our charter is. So, Tim, I know you were pretty passionate about this. Would you like to kind of like start off on some thoughts?
Yeah. Since I'm in the industry and know of surrounding government agencies and how they do things, I know Northport's fees and assessment is a little on the heavy side, which is cumbersome to development and costs. Raising costs just increases all the costs for everybody. Which actually hurts development overall. So I definitely think it should be looked at, and if we can make items to lower the fees or put a cap on it that's a lower cap, that would be my recommendation for us to look at, talk about.
Okay. I'll offer a different viewpoint, right? Because, yeah, peace. In my perfect world, we wouldn't lose another tree.
I love
all the empty lots in my neighborhood. It's great. I hope that we never see another house put up in those single home lots. And that's nothing against personal or anything like that. I'm just speaking as a guy that lives here.
I would just like to point out, if we get rid of all of that, those fees, we would have no natural resources department, which I think is integral to managing the city.
They can have their own department if it comes from a budget. Just like the building department, they have a budget. The city could put a budget item for the environmental department.
100%.
I think it's a little lopsided that the people that are running the department also are the ones who get the fees associated. It looks a little suspect.
Didn't have a department until.
I know. I'm very aware. But the people that go out and say which trees need to be removed and what those fees are tied to their salaries too. That, I think, is a conflict of interest.
That is, well, it also benefits your industry to have the trees removed with a lesser price cost. So that's also...
My industry is just developing.
No, but I mean development. It also favors developers. And it's very extremely difficult to control developers in Florida. Everything is geared toward development.
It is.
If they had their way, they would pave everything in the state.
Nope.
And we are a tiny little group of people saying, hold on a minute.
I'm not saying.
So,
but do you know what the difference amounts in fees are between one area to the next? That's what I'm trying to get at. Like,
what are those? You mentioned that last time, too.
So, like in Charlotte County, $500. You can. Basically,
we're talking about like a single
lot.
Charlotte County doesn't have a city. It's not a city.
So
hold on. Let him finish.
Yeah.
Even
Sarasota County, like the amount that they get is a whole lot. I know you don't like development, but what happens to the environmental department if no more permits come in? You guys go away too because your fees are coming from this.
Let's go back a second. Hold on. I'm interested in, you mentioned the difference between Charlotte County and here. Let's deal with some facts first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like in Charlotte County, like the fee is $500. If you have any heritage trees that you can't relocate, you can plant the trees to offset it. So, a standard lot in Charlotte County, you maybe are paying $500 to $2,000 for a lot.
And then you can plant your own trees. Hang on 1 second.
Yep.
So, when they say you can plant your own trees, is there like a minimum height that initial planting has to be, or do you get around it with sticking a twig in the ground and saying?
They do have some diameters requirements, but yes, it's not a lot, and like I said, granted, I like trees. Don't get me wrong, because trees do provide structural benefits and stuff. But when it costs anywhere between $8,000 to $10,000 more to develop a lot in Northport versus Port Charlotte or Sarasota County, when people, clients come to me and I'm like, hey, where do you want to build? I'm like, not Northport. It's going to cost you an extra $10,000 to $15,000 because of all the other regulations.
And how so many empty lots
if,
are left
if I
in
may,
Charlotte?
If I may real quick,
Port Charlotte, in Port Charlotte.
A lot.
Well, normally, I would not do this because I respect the esteemed members' discussion. I want to remind you of why we're here in the Environmental Advisory Board and what the charter of the Environmental Advisory Board is and how some of the points being made here relate to serve the city as a resource of ways to protect, conserve, enhance, and raise public awareness of the city's natural and environmental resources. The Environmental Advisory Board shall advise the City Commission on matters pertaining to preserving and promoting clean air and water quality, promoting wildlife and habitat protection, and advice on state and federal environmental regulations that may impact the city, and consider environmental concerns raised by citizens. So, of course, also identify educational and outreach community opportunities. But the key point here is on how are we going to improve the environment in Northport. This is the charter of the Environmental Advisory Board. So I don't mean to interject here. It's a healthy discussion, and I respect each member's background, but I need to remind you of why we're here. And, challenging the fee process, in my opinion, that doesn't contribute towards the environmental well-being of our city.
Well, so I might disagree with
wait,
that.
It's not just a tree.
Excuse me.
Okay, it's birds, animals, everything.
The closed caption that it does. So only one person can speak at a time.
All right. So let's
go ahead.
Okay. So so I'm coming at this from a different direction than Tim is, right? Because as I've thought about this, and again, it's very selfish, and I understand why somebody would want to try and advocate for their business. 1,000%. I've done it. So, but if I said I'd like to make a recommendation that we triple the fees, that would certainly be in line with helping the environment.
If those fees towards environmentally related activities, technically they would.
Right. So I guess my point is that I don't think the discussion's out of bounds. I think it's, I think it's worth having.
Well, okay, let's ask the question. Do you believe that development contributes to the environmental protections of the city or the environment in general? We think more, obviously, more houses and buildings and plazas and everything that we all enjoy and occupy. Mm-hmm. Do you think that contributes to the natural environment? Because it's not just a tree, it's everything a tree supports. Mm-hmm. Our air quality, mm-hmm. our wildlife, our animal life, mm-hmm. The soil.
I am acutely aware of all those matters.
I'm sure you are.
Very detailed.
And we understand your objections financially, but the point is, do your objections contribute to our agenda?
Right. And
have a tough audience.
No. And that's fine. I have no problems with that. If we believe this board's that the environment and fees and costs, those are two separate worlds, I would encourage you guys, you're foolish.
I agree with
that. They're tied. And if you don't want any development, yeah, jack up all your rates and then do see what happens. Like, I've been here 33 years. My company has developed more lots with single-family residents than any company. I know this area. I love this area. I live right there. The hospital's being built behind my house. Yeah. I hate it.
Sure.
But there's nothing that I can do about it. But if you want to have families that still come and increase your tax base and do all these things, which help take care of the trees, the roads, the utilities, all of it, you have to look at things from a holistic point of view. If we look at it just from a single item of just the trees, this is what our board is doing, and you're missing so many other elements. I think it's a foolish way to handle a board, in my assessment.
Well, what that I think that would cause call for like a city commission meeting discussion, not here in this board.
If we're to advise them on things, we should have an opinion to help advise them.
That's right. We
should, that's what we're here to do.
A recommendation. That's
right. Why I'm trying to get a recommendation. I think they should look at the fees, look at the ones, because I know what they were sold, because I had conversations with the commissioners. What they were presented is not reality. And what they voted on is not truth of what goes on for the standard single-family residents.
And if I may, Member Drum, just to explain, there is no issues with the board making recommendations that may seem sound. The thing is that that may seem sound to a even more than one member. However, if those recommendations don't relate to the charter of the board, those recommendations should not be made through the Environmental Advisory Board. They can be made as public comments, and there are other boards that perhaps relate differently and provide a different perspective, but the Environmental Advisory Board would not be the proper channel to have less environmental regulations. That would not be the channel to relay that message.
I'm not asking for less environmental regulations. It's the fees that I'm talking about. So if you believe fees aren't a part of the environment, it doesn't discourage, it just raises costs.
Right.
Which then hurts everybody involved.
Okay. Anybody that works for the city, you know, or knows anything that's going on here, knows that developers would rather pay fees than save trees, or save, you know, they are like, if they're forced into a corner, okay? There are ways of building. You brought up grading, okay? Some places need to be elevated to be built upon, not every place. And when grading is involved, you can still work around it.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay? And so this is what we're trying to encourage by having heavy fees, is saying, stop and think. But there's so much money that developers have. My father was a home builder, worked for developers that built half of Boca Raton 50 years ago. So I've seen it with my own two eyes as a kid. It's horrible what goes on. I remember when they made canals in Boca and blew up all the birds and the mangroves and everything else. It was disgusting. The guys from his work came back crying because of the gore involved in doing this. Okay, so it's not something. I mean, this is something I've liked since I was a kid.
No, and I don't disagree with anything you're saying. And most of my comments are regards to residential single family lots, not necessarily larger developments.
Well,
and I think you're referring to larger developments.
No, I'm not. I'm referring to like there was Boca Harbor and Golden Harbor and all those Isles and Camino Gardens and all the rest of it. He wasn't a developer. He was a home builder. He was a home contractor.
So single family lots.
Okay.
So saving
so,
trees.
So yeah, I mean, they did the same thing over there. They bulldozed everything, you know. And then almost everything he built was bulldozed again. And now there's like faux Spanish mansions and everything.
So Jim, I understand your point 1,000% about that.
Yeah, I understand. But it's just
thing.
Like, let them
Hang
stop.
On,
second, and
well, the growth is happening regardless of the single-family lots.
Can I propose, because there is no incentive to save trees, because once you get to the zero on the mitigation, you don't pay anything, but you don't get any money back from the city or a reduction in fees. So if you do save trees, just so you know, there's a formula that once you hit zero, that there's no benefit for you to save any additional trees. So if it's our intention to help encourage to save trees, I think we should somehow reward the people to keep trees passed.
I have said this, say, you know.
Can you reduce impact fees if we save more trees?
But I think we could, but it wouldn't involve money necessarily. It would involve recognition, you know.
Do we have
But that wouldn't be enough for them.
Readily available that we could all look at?
Do we have
Right now, we're just kind of talking all over.
Yeah, but we're not in charge of money. We're not, that's not us. We're not budgetary.
One person at a time, please.
Sorry. You got to love our enthusiasm.
I'm sorry. But, we don't control the budget, right? We're here to use the budget to do things, to save the environment.
So listen, we can make a recommendation on fees as it relates to the environmental board and well-being of the city.
Right.
This is not a far stretch at all from the charter. In fact, I would argue it stays in there.
Okay,
it's right in there, right? So we can make a recommendation. But I'd like to see what the formula is.
And that's something that can be discussed either here or I can provide that additional information to the board. In a nutshell, as Member Drum mentioned, there, if you save certain amount of trees, eventually you get mitigation credit. That credit offsets the costs of the mitigation of the site of the area that's being cleared. So Member Drum is mentioning that when the mitigation credit covers the mitigation costs, at this point, even if you save more trees than that, you will not get a permit credit any further than zero. So if you're at zero, maybe you would like to save a few more trees. That amount will still be the same. You will not be charged anything. But Member Drum is implying that the city should potentially credit fee to the applicant. But I wanted to stress the other benefit. The benefit is that you're saving trees on your lot. So that is the benefit.
If we're going to get to an intelligent recommendation, in my opinion, we got to see the formula, right? Because then we can say, okay, this is kind of how it is. And if we're going to make a recommendation to the commission, right? Look, this is what it is today. This is what we'd like to see it as. Boom. But until we get there, we're just whistling in the wind.
Okay. That's fine.
So that's what I'm saying. Is it like easily accessible? Online?
We have the fee schedule. We have the Unified Land Development Code. Usually people who are in the field, in the industry, they're well familiar with the fee. But that's something that can be provided to the board as an educational item of how the fee structure works.
All right. So
and that would not be an issue because I can handle that. I can explain how this process works. And this would be for the information of the board members. The part that, again, I want to stress is that any recommendation should relate to the mission of the Environmental Advisory Board.
100%. No argument.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're on the right path.
Yeah. And like I said, part of the environment concern is also the finances. If you can't separate the two of them. Because if so, then they should never assess fees with it because they're separate. But because you guys have assessed fees to them, you've already married them together and already stated they're connected. So for us to say as a board they're somehow not connected when we talk about them, but they are in the field, it's a double standard.
Well, just because they're connected does not mean that your suggestion benefits our board's purpose.
The point is that the fees are present now. suggesting to waive the fees means that...
Never suggested to waive the fees.
We haven't recommended anything yet because we don't know what the flipping thing is.
I just want... Can I just say my idea for an incentive? That's what I'm waiting for. Can I get that? It doesn't involve money, but if you do, if a builder does get to a zero with mitigation, we could say this builder is environmentally friendly and we could have like an award and that person could post it on their development things that we care about the environment and use it as a selling point and sell your single family homes for more money because they have trees that are safe. Okay, and aren't going to dig up, you know, roots or, you know, that is safe for somebody to live in and provide shade and provides for a good environment. And believe me, that is a selling point for a lot of people.
Yes, ma'am.
You, nobody likes to come down and see a bare yard. So I think that if we would award people who do get to zero, we could give, you know, I think that I would pay more money for, you know, decent shade in my backyard, you know.
Correct. And I'm not disagreeing at all.
So I'm saying that we, the city could develop a plan to encourage builders to do this. Doesn't involve money, but you do save on, you know, removal costs and some fees. And certainly the most developers are big enough, they're going to not care at all that they're environmentally friendly. But smaller builders would get a break. And a homeowner, one person who buys a single lot and goes through this process, I think is a whole different ball game than plowing 2,000 acres under that they're talking about in one of those projects up there at Toledo, or wherever it was, Toledo Blade. No, the farmland, Star Farms thing. So, you know, I think we can pinpoint individual build people who are just buying one lot and building a home as all opposed right. to big developments, and we could give those builders, you know, we could concentrate on those builders and then build out from there, right?
All right.
I mean, certainly we're not going to give it to D.R. Horton or whatever, you know.
So
they have plenty of money.
What do I need to do to make sure this is on next month's agenda and has a, what I think we'd like to see is what the current formula is. Right? Mm-hmm. And then maybe if we had, like, if we even came up with one pseudo example that says, right, here's a single family lot, if they had X number of trees, blah, blah, here's the thing.
So I think that's a great question. What we can do is a presentation to the members for next time. And then we can potentially have this item continued as well. So have a separate presentation that goes over the fees.
Is 1 month going to be enough for you to get it
yeah.
together?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
I don't want to rush you.
I can give you 5-6 jobs. Just pull them up from my database.
Right. And so it can start with the, you know, with the overall of how the fee structure works.
Good.
For the city, and then we can provide some examples, and then the members can discuss.
Yeah, I'm not talking about like 30. I'm saying like one, just so we can get our, right, everybody can be on the same page, get their head around.
Don't you think this is sort of all derailing our purpose?
No.
Oh, you would be in favor of cutting fees?
I'm not saying.
No,
I'm for that. I sat here and said, I'm the counterpoint to Tim. I said, I want to see another lot developed.
I don't even know why it's
right? But I think it's worth reviewing what the structure is, right? It's a direct impact on the environment.
So, yeah, that information I can provide and I can answer any questions now also. But just to explain, so everyone's kind of on the same page, the way that the structure and the process is designed to have to account for trees removed, and then for each tree saved, some of that tree removal fee would be offset. Once you reach zero, there are zero mitigation fees that the applicant would be responsible for. However, That doesn't mean that they're not responsible for other fees and whatnot. You know, so other impact.
This
fees.
Isn't just, right? So I think part of this discussion, too, was around gopher tortoise relocation. And
so that's a state thing.
Trees,
there's nothing
trees.
The city can do about
it.
Yeah,
just wanted to make sure.
Good. Exactly. Good. And gopher tortoises, that's a completely different fee structure. Also, other permitting fees, those are structured differently. You know, so different funds go to different pools, but the mitigation impact fees, those go into the Environmental Protection Fund.
Yep.
So, and we've discussed the overall structure of the fund before, where this money usually gets spent towards. So that's where that money goes entirely into.
So
and
really,
I,
look, it doesn't even have to be a presentation. What's the formula?
Yeah,
I want to see the facts.
Next month.
And it's...
Great, peace. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't have to be for a presentation for next month.
Yeah, and it can be, I would say, a quick, you know, a quick presentation will probably be the best way because there's some specifics.
Excellent.
As Tim probably knows, it can vary from between different tree species, palms, you know, there's different criteria, heritage trees. So each of these may affect that end number that we may get to. And Tim is spot on. The value would be, you know, for residential lots, we have seen values from 8,000, 9,000, 10,000 to zero, mm-hmm. and everything in between. And also I wanted to point out, it is for smaller parcels. It is not uncommon, but it's not common, but it also could happen to where the fees are brought to zero. However, because of the limited size of the parcel and the projects that we usually see and the associated infrastructure, that mitigation is higher than zero. So,
yeah. And that's all I'm trying to say, because I know how the commissioners represented the information. They were shown bigger developments where you can save trees. I don't think they were given the information of a single family lot, how this works. And that's all. Like, I just want to make sure the board's aware, so when we make recommendations, you see both sides of it.
100%.
That's all.
Right. Things aren't in a vacuum, to your point.
Correct.
Right? Everything is interconnected. So, yeah, 100%.
Absolutely. And I agree that the main part here is for the board members to have as much information as possible to make the decision. Just, you know, my job as a liaison is to ensure that we're staying on track and we're not going beyond the
right on.
The charter of the board. So,
okay, so do I need to say I want this on the next agenda, or how does this work? Right, sometimes we got to make a motion and sometimes we don't, and I'm not bright enough to keep track.
Not for this item, Chair. I will have
Excellent.
A presentation style item. It's going to be, like Paul said, it's going to be short and sweet, and then the members can discuss it.
Good. All right, so everybody, put your thinking caps on before you come in next time, right? Good. Any other comments on that? Great. Okay, moving on. Item 25-2886, discussion and possible action regarding tree placement and site compatibility.
All right. I believe that Member Drum wanted to have this item and have a discussion about this.
Yes. So my concern was in regards to more of visibilities along street and roads. I live off of Salford, and there's trees planted all along Salford that during hurricanes, they fall, they block the roads, which are unsafe. Most of the times they do die. I don't believe it's a standard or practice to plant trees like that close to the road. So I just wanted to be like, hey, are there rules in place for what type of trees, where they're located, in regards to visibilities for safety of drivers and things like that?
Yes, so I can only speak on the behalf of the trees that we are planting as a division, natural resources. And also, I know that some of these projects have happened some time ago.
Correct.
And I know that there are different circumstances with how some of these plantings have occurred. As far as what we do is we want to make sure that we're staying far from any underground utilities, any infrastructure. We want to plant the right tree in the right place. When we plant, we want to consider the tree upon reaching maturity, which, you know, we all see it here in areas where perhaps the wrong tree was planted in the wrong place and what the outcome of that is, which is nothing good usually down the road as this tree grows and matures. So it's something that we take very seriously, and we have an expert who has been doing this for a long time, and that's something that we definitely take into consideration. I don't want to speak on behalf of any other departments. However, in my experience working with Public Works and their team, I know that the approach is quite different how it's done these days. They have conducted some surveys and studies of where exactly the utilities are, including underground, and they planned for seeing 25 years ahead in the future, 30 years in the future, of what this tree will look like and how it's going to impact the infrastructure and whatnot. About some examples, the examples that you brought up, I don't really have much to say because those plantings may have occurred some time ago, but any tree that's planted now, that's definitely taken into consideration.
Having proper planting done is, excuse me, is great. I'm not one that's driven, I don't drive Salford all the time, and due to Price being closed, I've hit North Salford a lot more than ever before. I don't like doing it, but I've noticed the trees. Going back, looking, if you were to take a drive down into Charlotte County, oak trees between Elmira Boulevard and the sidewalk, and the sidewalks are all buckling, causing a very, you know, trees are nice, it has its dual purpose, but it's also causing safety factors. You know, person can trip and fall, and that's city property. And
yeah, and just visibility driving, someone swerves off the road, hits the tree, where I don't believe there should be a tree, because it's not a safe condition.
Yeah,
your point about, right, it's what you guys are doing now.
Now, compared to before.
Versus then, that strikes me because in my mind, right, it's not like your group's going to be here forever. Right, 50 years from now, who knows who else gets in. Where this is why process is important in my estimation. Right, now I think maybe what we ought to talk about as a potential recommendation to the city is, hey, this should be a process. We should have a checklist of any time we plant a tree, where it is, what's impacted. Yeah, and then that way, not that the current people aren't doing it right or whatever. This is about laying something out that can be forever very clear. So it's not to the whim of the department head or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. I'd say that's right smack dab in the middle of our charter. All right. So we're going to need an initial recommendation off of this, right, to at least discuss.
That's correct. If you would like to discuss further, or you can consider topics to recommend.
Well, the city has a new program. You know, maybe we'd be able to have more information on that program in reference to, you know, where they're planting trees near infrastructure / roadways.
We could do that, but what I'm thinking is, regardless of what's going on now, right, we're going to, in my mind, you would put together recommendation that says, look, your process needs to consider all these things today, tomorrow, 100 years from now.
Right, which we need arborist information, we need geologist information, we need all educational stuff that weighs way beyond this board. Yeah, not trying to bash this, but I mean, it's like we want to make these type of recommendations. There's a lot of information that we need.
There's standards for roadway design in regards to certain safety barriers, curbing to protect people from hitting stuff. I don't think we have to have every facet understood, and you know, like I said, I don't think currently going forward there's issues. But I know there are issues. I live off of Salford, yeah. So I see it every day.
Yeah. But we don't know who's coming after Stefan.
Yeah.
And here's what I just want to point out. So the board can provide recommendations in the form of ideas and goals of what they would like accomplished and what they would like to see. And these must follow the charter of the EAB. The board should not really direct employees of what to do and how to do their work. I'm just explaining.
Yeah.
But any ideas that are favoring the mission of the EAB are always welcomed and encouraged. So
the recommendation is the city ought to have a process for all this. We're not writing the process.
That's
at
correct.
Least I that. Wasn't what I was thinking, because you're exactly right, Paul.
I can tell you that each department, they have their own procedures. They have standard operating procedures in place. Again, I cannot speak of how things were done some time ago, but
100%.
It's a highly structured process.
Yeah.
Professionals are usually involved. There are studies done of existing infrastructure, so a lot has occurred, in my opinion. But there's always perhaps opportunity to learn and do better.
Okay, I'll take a stab at a draft and present it next time. A draft recommendation for that. Any other thoughts?
I don't think it falls within our purview. That's my opinion. I'm just putting it out there for the record.
Why is that, Jessica?
I don't see where it advances our mission. Yeah, you are trying to expand what our mission is. I can understand wanting to do that. I guess that's within the realm of discussion. And I'm just saying I disagree with expanding our mission. I think it's very hard for us to meet the goals that we already have, which is to encourage good environmental practices and not to worry about traffic and home building and all, you know, they have plenty of advocates, okay, and they have plenty of departments that deal with these things. And our department has to do with, do we have any wildlife crossings? No. I bring this up all the time. Can we pick up trash on the roads? No. You know, that's not within our purview, even though beautification is within our purview, you know. Public safety has their own rules for things, and I'm not, you know, it's free speech, that's fine. I'm just saying, I don't agree with these things furthering our mission. I think they're off topic a little bit. Yes, it's somewhat complex, you know, that we exist in nature and we have our things within nature. Nature, you know, provides and nature also takes away, you know, with the hurricanes and everything else. I understand that, you know, but hurricanes blow more than trees down. They blow shutters all around the neighborhood, that parts of lanais and everything else that's artificial, not just trees. So I think that, you know, trying to say, oh, a tree falls on the road. Well, trees fall on roads everywhere. You know, they fall on roads in big cities.
That doesn't, right,
but I'm saying is that, what I'm saying is that, you know, oh, you know, a sidewalk is buckling. Well, I did, you know, a flying leap on Punta Gorda's brick sidewalks. And just because they were bricks, you know, and I caught my toe and, you know, really banged up my leg bed. I'm not going to sue the city, you know, just because I'm a klutz, you know. But it didn't help that they were brick, you know,
right,
kind of thing. So, yeah, I mean, I just think that, you know, I think we should be talking about trees and wildlife and just not, you know, traffic and home building. You know, I understand where you're coming from, but I'm not sure this is the venue for it. How about, you know, zoning and that kind of thing?
That's not their department.
Exactly.
So this is the department for it, because zoning doesn't talk about trees. It's the environmental board, correct?
Zoning usually
is zoning
would not...
and planning, right?
Yep. Yeah, with planning, that conversation may come up with public, you know, public works department, they utilities. Sometimes their work relates to trees, but they take into consideration the infrastructure as their priority. What I wanted to mention is that I think that's a great discussion, well, really, with many different perspectives, and it's actually a pleasure to listen to y'all. I believe personally where that can align the topic that Member Drum brought up is that ultimately when we place a tree in the proper location with the status of the tree taken into consideration many years in the future, that contributes to the well-being of the community and it contributes to the well-being of the tree as well. But ultimately, Jessica, you're also making, in my opinion, a great point that sometimes trees fall down, sometimes infrastructure gets damaged. The stance of the city Unified Land Development Code and comprehensive plan is that if a tree may be next to infrastructure, but the tree is healthy, we should not assume that the tree will fall down as in an act of God event or extreme weather event, that may be the case. But if the tree was planted incorrectly in the first place, that may lead to issues, including health, well-being, safety. So there's an overlap, and I think that there's fantastic perspectives.
Yeah,
here.
Not right. Like, clearly, trees will fall.
Yeah,
what we're trying to do is decrease the odds of that happening.
Well, then don't have any at all. That would decrease all of the odds.
No. Really, my point was just making sure that there's standards in place to safeguard the trees and the people. Because if the board only looked, I don't know how any boards can say, I look at only one area and miss the other stuff. Because
okay.
If you do, then you're not a well-rounded. You're like I said, this is your view. You don't see the other aspects, how it affects everything else. I'm trying to bring other aspects to the board as well.
I have an example where other boards did other things. There's a little park type area at the right before 41 and Sumter on the left, and it's actually I thought it was a park, but it was actually on it's Public Works takes care of it. But there's a little gazebo there, and there, at one point on the little bridge that you used to cross over the pond, there were two small oaks planted on each side along with the other, you know, vegetation. And they were natural oaks. I'm pretty sure they were planted because they were, you know, right there and stuff. And one day I came along and the gazebo had been started to be occupied by homeless people or, you know, people who just messed it up, lived there. There was vandalism and stuff. Well, the oaks were gone. And I thought, well, why would they do that? They were, you know, kind of nice and everything. And there's birds that nest there and raise their young and all the rest of it. And so I thought about it, and I thought, oh, I bet they just want to see what's going on from the bridge into the gazebo, and that it was probably police or somebody. But anyway, those trees were removed, and they weren't by us, and they weren't by a developer. They were removed for presumably public safety. It was just those two trees, and they were taken out and the ground covered up. It wasn't vandalism or anything. So, yeah, there are other departments that do tree removal, you know, without us knowing anything about it.
And
it's only something I noticed, you know.
If I may, to Jessica's points, certain projects also are exempt from review of natural resources based on, you know, specific status, such as a hospital project, a school project through the county school board. And that's also... that, you know, I'm just explaining the process. And the part that kind of touches on to this subject that I want to make sure that everyone understands is that, you know, many people look at the Natural Resources Division as just regulators, but we have some expertise as part of our team. And for example, the arborists and the urban forester, they have been doing this for a long time, and they coordinate with other departments on different projects. Let's say parks and recreation are interested in a project or a planting. We're always available as a resource, and we interact with public works, we interact with other teams to ensure that things are done at the highest standard possible, because there's nothing more frustrating for us personally, natural resources, is to see an unsuccessful planting project, be it 3 years after planting. Seeing trees dying can be extremely, you know, upsetting for us. So it's something that we're passionate about. We have the, I'm just explaining that we have many procedures in place to do the right thing when it pertains to tree planting.
Excellent. Any other thoughts on that? I will come with something that for everybody to react to, and we'll use that as the stimulus. Good? Okay. Item 25-2892, discussion and possible action regarding approval of the EAB meeting schedule for 2026.
So, Chair, for this item, we have the schedule of the upcoming meetings for the next year. So, if the board would like to review these proposed dates and discuss and vote whether they approve them or not.
Did everybody have a chance to look at those or not?
No, I did not.
I mean, go ahead.
I have it in my files, but I haven't read
it. It would be the same exact schedule as what we have every Monday, first Monday of the month at 5:30 p.m. If it falls on a holiday, it would be the next Monday.
Yeah.
All right.
I think, yeah, right? All right. I motion to approve.
Second.
No, you need a motion to approve. You can't make the motion.
Why don't I get to make a motion?
You're the chair.
Right,
I need to make a motion to approve the schedule for next year's EAB meetings.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Great. All righty. Future agenda items. Paul? Tim?
No, sir.
Jessica?
In light of Tim's concerns about what we do, perhaps we could have some of our natural resources people make short presentations about their role that they do, or, you know, I would extend an invitation if they would be willing to, you know, do a 10-15 minutes kind of thing, and we could spread it out over several meetings, you know, that we could just make a blank area. I don't know, what do y'all think about something like that? We would know more about specific areas of expertise and give them a chance to make their case for their role.
I have no problems with that.
Yeah, me either. All right, so think about it maybe in terms of like a section of the meeting, and right, instead of, right, we only get one of these a month. Maybe it's like 10 or 15 minutes, one at a time or something like that. I'm saying don't have it be a burden.
Yeah, no, I do not want to burden right. your staff.
We,
this is true.
Again, short and sweet, straight to the point. I appreciate the board bringing this up. I think that there's a lot that can be shared about how the division functions. And yeah, I will work with my team and we can come up with something.
Cool.
Great. Thank you.
That'd be great. Good idea.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
The funds and the amount of, because I know part of the charter for the funds is replanting trees and buying properties. Can we get an update on those items that's been done by the city with the funds?
Yeah. So would you like that as a separate item or as part of, because that would probably be more of a...
I think that would be a separate item.
Okay.
Yeah, even if it's just a, hey, we've bought these lots, we've planted these trees, just even if it's not 100% accurate, but just because I know part of the money is supposed to be going to that.
Very high level.
Yeah.
Right? You could just tie that to the development report. We ought to be looking at that once a month.
I believe so, to see where the funds are going.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Great. Good. Jessica, did you have anything else? That was great.
I know. It's unbelievable, but no.
I'm good also.
Same here.
Any public comment?
There
is none. With that, I adjourn. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.